Yeah, so remember, I was recruited as a graduate economist with the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and my last actual official task was to define religion for the census, the Australian census. And so when I was showing you those excess death statistics, and it shocks me to my core that they exist, they are there. And nobody sees them. They are like the most obvious fact. And you can put it right in someone's face, and maybe 20 people watch my video. It should be the most important news released in the last 20 years. Since 9/11, the most important news, the facts of the official statistics. They show, for example, in Australia, that after the emergency measures and lockdowns were enforced and an alleged pandemic was declared, for over a year there was no change in excess deaths, which means what it may excess deaths refer to deaths above the mean, the average expected for a year. And they show the seasonal nature of mortality. That more people die in winter, for example, in Australia than in summer. And that's because they're dying of old age from the conditions of old age, which people refer to as, for example, influenza. Remembering influenza means the influence of the stars, because nobody has ever being able to explain and describe what the flu is, what influenza is, and how it works. They know the symptoms and the outcomes, but not how it spread, what it actually is. Nobody knows what influenza is. And it's been around a long, long time. They call it influenza, influence of the stars, and nobody has since ever come up with an explanation for what is really happening and why. In norm, in everyday language, what's the etiology of it? I avoid using the word cause because my first most important book is The Ideology of Cause and Effect, exposing that there's no cause. After the monad, there's no cause. There's interactions and outcomes. Anyway, so when I published those excess death statistics for Australia, for example, in my video, it was so blatant and obvious that there was no virus, there was no pandemic, people were not dying until after the injections began. That's when people started dying from the injections. There is no more clearer an argument, no more compelling an argument, there's no more compelling a case statistically. Statistically, forensically, than that. There was no pandemic. There were no excess deaths until after people were getting injected. And that was more than a year after the declaration of a pandemic and the lockdowns and emergency measures were introduced. Only after people were being injected did people start dying in numbers greater than you would expect in any normal year. So there was nothing, as the Israeli epidemiologist stated at the beginning, there was nothing happening to suggest there was any sort of pandemic. There was nothing happening to suggest that people were dying at rates higher than was to be expected in any normal year. So there was no pandemic. And then the clear case for murder, for mass homicide, for genocide trials against every government in the West that lied to its people, coerced its people, and then actually forced its people to be injected. That's murder. That's homicide. That's physical assault. Because it crippled people for life. It harmed people long term and short term. it killed millions of people. And that is all clear in the excess death statistics. And it boggles my mind. It's one of the reasons I felt liberated, that if you can show people something that's like Marcus Aurelius is attributed with an irrefutable argument. This argument is irrefutable on every level. And yet, just like the Judeo-Christian God and the Judeo-Christianity and the Judeo-Islam and Judeo-Theotrophic cult, people just accept hearsay. Someone in authority says it, they get the impression everyone else believes it. Yeah, this is collective ignorance. People believe other people believe something, and because they believe other people believe something, they consider it has an authority in itself of numbers, as David Hume said. It has a statistical authority because you believe everyone else believes it, and all the authorities tell is even independent of what the authorities say. If you're told almost everybody else knows this by Schumer, that's a Schumerism, almost everybody else knows. Yeah, this itself, as David Hume said, has an authority in itself, even outside of all the authority granted to government, to all the Nobel Prizes, best-selling authors, people on TV with face recognition, who have carefully orchestrated public relations, so that everything they say, everything they wear, everything they eat in public is carefully scripted to impress people positively, to make a positive impression on people, to give people a sense, an idea that they like this person, if they're agreeable, they trust them, etc. So anyway, so I have always been saying and wondering, when are they going to start actually, they got away with publishing actual statistics and figures, even during the scamdemic. They produced the actual figures. They manipulated they framed and spun and distorted the meaning of the figures, but they published the figures. These excess death figures, the ones I published in my video about Australia, they are just so clear and obvious for anyone with eyes to see, with anyone with ears to hear, anyone who's not willfully ignorant. If you decide to be ignorant and to refuse to actually look at see and see things, and switch on your brain for 2 minutes. If you willfully refuse to do that, I can't help you. So this news, I don't know what it refers to. I don't have internet, so I can't check it out. But why is the ONS suddenly changing the excess death numbers? So I don't know if they're changing the way they calculate the numbers, how they publish the numbers, or or if they've actually gone backwards. Remember, he who controls the present controls the past. Yeah, whoever's in power now gets to rewrite history. There's a famous Russian saying. How do we know? No. The famous Russian saying is, you can never know what will happen yesterday. It's in my song. Why do we call it government? We can never know what will happen yesterday. It's a famous Soviet Russian saying, meaning they continually, like in 1984, the novel, they continually rewrite history. And when you have the power of the present, you can rewrite the past. And rewriting the past gives you power over the future. Because if you change the base level of any statistic, like inflation, then you totally change the actual meaning of the inflationary rate. Yeah, and you lower the official inflationary rate. If they're going back now and changing the excess, this is what I expected. I thought, how can they publish these figures when they're so fucking obvious to anyone with half a brain and paying any sort of attention, which is probably 1% of the world's population, if you're lucky, I guess. But I thought, how could they publish these figures still? How could they publish them even during the scamdemic? It was so obvious. They were telling people nobody died of flu, nobody died of car accidents, nobody died of cancer, nobody died of diabetes, nobody died of strokes. They only died of COVID. That was the only way they could explain away the totally flat excess death graphs. There were no excess deaths, so they had to claim, appropriate every death that occurred for COVID. And so, no, this person who died because their head was cut off in a car accident is officially a COVID death.
So, but they got away with that.
And so I guess they can publish excess mortality statistics too, because people are so stupid and so lazy. It's unforgivable. It's just appalling. Total contempt. Goy, 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 goy. How can you blame the cult of Judah for treating the average person like a farm animal and then treating the average person the same way the average person treats a farm animal? That's totally consistent. That's karma. Not a judgment, not a punishment, just a law of equal and opposite reaction. A law of action, interaction and consequences. But apparently, in Britain, they're starting to revise the past excess death numbers. Yeah, because maybe they think it's just too obvious. But they haven't been spinning it. They haven't been framing it at all. I haven't seen anything even talking about excess deaths. I guess most people don't even know there's such a statistic. And shame on you that if you didn't share the video I made with as many people as possible. And don't go back now and share it. And share the link to my books and my book. Books and the last book especially. So why the ONS would be changing excess deaths numbers? Well, they'll have a narrative to explain why they're doing it, to justify it. But the real reason is they are just too obvious. But that doesn't matter with Homo Fideo. That's the problem. When the actual inputs of their sensory organs are challenged, the official narrative, most people stick with the official narrative. It's just human nature. It's more comfortable. It's easier. It's lazier. It's going down the path of least resistance. So anyway, that's this video. Thanks for listening if you managed to. Okay, ciao for now.